Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Mann.
Not trying to be inspirational this morning, but someone needs to hear this. Never settle unless it's for a burger and a grape snow cone.
9.
On behalf of dogs, can we please get rid of doorbell sound effects and TV commercials?
Paige.
Why do I stay in South Carolina? Because we have the best of both worlds, the beach and the mountains.
And Fat Boy.
If somebody ever called me and said, I got to tell you something. Are you sitting down? Yeah. Do you know who you're talking to here?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
1-800-774-0093. It's the once-a-month all-advice show. Anything that you want advice going on in your life, you want to get somebody who doesn't know you, opinion, we can do that. Unbiased.
Yep. Yeah, we can.
Even if we know you, we'll still set you straight. And there, you're welcome. Thank you more. Oftentimes, we won't know what to say. We had that last time, and then P1s who have been there, done that, called in, and then we had a old powwow. All right. Let's go to Anonymous first, always. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, Rise Guys. Hey. Oh, my God. I'm, like, so nervous. This is only the second time I've ever called into the show.
Well, thank you. Don't be nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Hey, Matt, man.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi. Good. Hey, Nine.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Fat Boy.
Oh, he's on the phone.
What's up?
Yeah. Here he is.
Hey. Oh, and Paige. Hey, Paige.
Good morning.
Hey.
What
hey,
about,
guys. Oh, my God.
What
I'm
about
so
the
excited.
People down the hall? You want to tell them, hey? No, there's no one else
hey,
here.
Hey, people down the hall.
Yeah. Well, you're awful chipper to be. Is this nervous, I don't know, happiness? Or maybe you know,
well,
I always assume that the All Advice Show is going to be people who are just on the edge of not knowing what to do with this and that. Sometimes she's going to call and say, which color shoes should I wear today? We didn't say they all had to be serious.
That's truly. True. That's true. They don't have to be.
Now, don't call us and ask us what to eat for lunch, but what is it you have going on?
Wings, et cetera.
Okay. Well, the main reason that I need advice is that, so I've been at my current job for 5.5 years, and I'm not a manager like that or anything per se, but I do, you know, oversee certain projects and aspects of the business. So I'm not a manager, but I do, you know, have some authority at work.
But you're a manager, but just maybe they're not incorrect.
They're not paying me to be a manager.
Okay, good. Right. I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said it. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll bring that up at my next review.
Do that. Do that on the 31st and fight for your value. You know your worth.
Okay.
Fat Boy, she said hello to you, by the way, Fat Boy. Say hello back to her.
How you doing, hon?
All right, there we go.
Hi.
Okay. So, do you have another job opportunity? Yeah, is that what you're going to ask us?
No. So, there's someone that I work with, Not in the same department, but I'm interested in them, like really interested.
Yeah.
Like dating. They don't work in the same department though. And the only time we really see each other is in the mail suite at work and in the parking lot. So
wait, what are you doing in the mail suite?
Uh-oh.
I thought that was, or you mean, that's what they call the mail room now? It's a mail suite?
Yeah.
Corporate America, get over yourselves. It's a mail room.
You're hoteling rooms.
Now people, when they start at the bottom, they're going to say, you know what? Before I was CEO, I started off in the mail suite.
That sounds horrible.
It doesn't sound bad, actually. It's a suite. Anyway.
And the person who works there, they're not called like the mail person or anything. It's the mail suite coordinator.
Jesus.
Of course. Of course.
Have mercy on us. All right. So does this person work in the mail suite, or that's just where you run into this?
No, that's where I run into them.
Okay. All right.
You know, getting mail. There's a coffee maker in there when we get our caffeine, you know.
Ah, look at you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask, you know, when someone is interested in you, you can tell, right? You know, their body language or their eyes or their face. I don't know. But
yes,
I know they're single, but I'm just worrying a lot about workplace politics. And, you know, even though I really vibe with this person, I'm worrying like I'm going to be crossing the line with a fellow employee. And I'm afraid it's going to end up biting me in the ass, honestly.
See, that's what happens in places where they have a mail suite. You know, you can't do... Or say, you can't, like, be friendly. You can't ask them anything. And, I mean, you sound nice. And rare is the guy who will be offended, I think. So I think, speaking for dudes, I think, right? And you feel free, Jimmy, and in fact, what do you throw in? I don't know. I don't think a guy, even if he's not interested in you, I don't think he's going to go to HR.
Yeah, usually not with a dude. He'd have to be a real strange dude.
What's funny, though? You don't agree?
No, I mean, it's a lady. It's a girl. It's a woman. I guess I should have said that, huh?
Oh, you just about made me choke him a drink, though, when you did. Not in any kind of bad way. I just...
Serving on caffeine.
Yeah. I thought, well, okay. Well, what were you... Either one of you doing in the mail suite, then? I'm just kidding. It's playing off of M-A-L-E.
Well.
Okay, so what's the issue, then? Are you...
Well, I'm worried
about the work. How do you know she's into, how do you know she's into ladies?
Well, I mean, I can tell. And word gets around the company, you know, even the size of the one that we work at. So I just have, like, a really big gut feeling.
So do you think she's into you?
I actually have a really big gut.
You give me a thing?
Yeah.
Now, do you think that she's into, because, I mean, the interactions you have in the mail suite, does she kind of... give you those vibes in there?
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, yeah, I totally get that sort of vibe from her.
Quit saying vibes when we talk about this, because Fat Boy's going to say something awful in a second. No, I know what you're saying. You are so immature, I know. So you're saying just word gets around, and then you say that you can just tell. Like, well, that's got to be very, very helpful in that, because as a heterosexual, I can look and say, okay, yeah, totally into women, and hopefully they would be into me. But then when you're, may I ask a personal question, if I may, ma'am?
Sure.
Are you bisexual or just lesbian? And not just lesbian. I didn't say that like basic, but are you a lesbian or bisexual?
Full lesbian.
Okay. I like the way you said that. to know, and then have to have the gumption or whatever to get up the whatevers and ask that person out, and then they'll say, wait a minute, I'm not that way. So you feel it. You're just saying, how do I do it? Because of the workplace politics now.
Yeah. And some women just have like...
And I just want to make sure like she's into me. You know, that's what I'm getting from her. Yeah. I know...
Hope you don't like to talk.
You know, she's into the same thing I'm into. But I'm just like, I just want advice about how to go about this, and even if I should.
Yeah, she wants to get in them guts. How's she going to do it?
She may not have been able to hear you because of this thing.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Do you have any mutual friends there at work?
There is one. It's a guy. Yeah, we have like a mutual guy friend here.
Any thoughts, Jim?
No.
I know you're perturbed right now.
Slightly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any advice.
I don't think she could hear you. Don't let it not participate. Paige, as a woman, I know that you're not a lesbian. You love dudes, but...
Well, you
loves
know,
men.
You're good with couth.
Well, if I was a lesbian and I was attracted to somebody, I would...
Like OJ's book.
I would try to, you know, like she said, fill out the situation because you don't want to... You don't want to offend somebody by implying that they are, even if they aren't. So she's not making that mistake, assuming that she's a lesbian.
But it's,
clear.
She's aware that...
She's aware.
She just wants to know, how does she do it without getting in trouble at work?
Yeah. And, you know, she had to make sure that she is out, because some people might want to keep that private. You know what I mean? At work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So, just maybe do like a work... thing. Maybe ask your friend who knows both of you that you can all get together.
Yeah, can you not just go to like some kind of thing together after work? They can't control what you do, you know, congregating after work.
Work people are always going to happy hour.
Maybe I could have my friend set it up.
Yeah, and then just do it casually. And then if you have some kind of attraction, do it outside of work and not do it in the office.
Yeah.
But you said you can tell that she is kind of into you. It's you know her choice of lifestyle, so that's over and done.
Yeah,
but you get the feelings or the vibes
I do get that. I just worry, like, is she just being overly friendly, or is she just being friendly?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, women can do that where it's hard to tell sometimes, because some women just have this real like fun, flirty, playful kind of nature, and man, you don't know how to take it. I imagine even other women don't know how to take it, because it can be very misleading if you're into them.
Yeah, I know, because you like went through and said hello to each of us, and you're very nice at the beginning of the. I mean, you've been nice the entire call, but
just not a good idea.
Yeah, probably not.
But is part of that political move by companies now to, you know, don't ask a lot of questions and really the water cooler talk? You know, we're in radio, so talking and stuff is obviously encouraged. But in corporate America, because is that to limit the amount of relationships, like relationships in the workplace, you think?
Probably, because that does more harm than good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if one of them gets fired, the other one's going to come to work every day with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yeah, I mean, you run a lot of...
Unless he deserved it.
A lot of drama can spring up from that.
Yeah.
Even if nobody gets fired, they might break up and still got to work in the same place. And then that's, you know, then at that point, you're splitting their friends at work and their coworkers down the middle about picking sides. It's just a whole mess of drama.
Yeah.
Or it could be in a lot of cases.
How about this? Next time you see this young lady in the male suite... For those of you just tuned in, she's talking about a mail room.
Yeah.
If you see her in the mail suite, you should say something like, oh, crap, I forgot my lunch today. I don't know what I'm going to do, and I hate to go eat by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just say that. Just drop it out there like that. And then if she says, well, you know, I brought something, we can share it. Or, you know what? This will be the move, you know, is if she did bring something, but she's like, you know what, I can just leave that in there and eat that tomorrow. I'll go with you. Then that's a nod in the direction. But if she, but you know, I think I would go with that move. Or maybe if you don't want to do the lunch thing, just do the dinner thing. Like, oh God, I was going to dinner with, you know, my girlfriend. Oh, don't say girlfriend. See, that's a different. How do you do that? You just have to say friend, and then you know, because.
Yeah,
because like a heterosexual girls will say, I'm going out with my girlfriends tonight. Like, whoa, how many you got, sister wives? I think that you should go with that.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
Do you want to talk to someone who's had a similar situation with his brother, living with the parents, you know, stealing from them even?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to hear from a guy who admits at one time he was the a-hole son who stole from the parents?
Man, I like to hear from the guy who's been there, like, and apparently gotten recovered from that point in his life.
Because this guy could help Anonymous, who's going to hopefully wait on hold.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to Chad first then. Hey, Chad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it hanging?
Shortened to the left.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry.
It's chilly this morning.
Yeah. So you're recovering a-hole brother, I understand.
Yep.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mm. Yep. Well, I mean, so I lived with my grandparents for years. I stole from my parents, my grandparents. I was a full-blown heroin addict. As of March the 12th, I have 4 years clean. But at one point in time, that was definitely me. Unfortunately, I don't have any great advice. I mean, I went to jail a lot of times, and even my grandparents, I live with my grandparents, and they would bail me out of jail even after I stole from them.
Well, I mean, like, you know, they say eventually you just have to cut out someone who's so draining on you, you know, when they're family and stuff. And that, I don't know at what point that would get to, that would happen. I mean, I don't know. You can't put a number on that, you know, and you're... Were your grandparents probably real big in church?
Yeah, they was, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good thing in that they didn't ever give up on you. Because, look, if they'd left you in there, this 4 years that you've been sober might not have ever happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've learned from it, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
4 years.
Yeah. I came to Greenville to go to a rehab here in Greenville, and now I'm pretty close to all of them.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good. So your grandparents still living?
Yeah, they still live.
Perfect.
Good. Wait, did you start out stealing, or were you asking for money first? Or? I was wondering how that works.
He's asking
I think, so I remember even when I was like probably 18 or 19, whenever I would go to my grandparents' house, my grandpa would just give me money for like gas money or something like that. He didn't know I was using it on drugs.
Yeah.
And then whenever I moved in with him, I mean, I remember at my worst point, I remember they would have to lock the door. My grandpa was a truck driver, so he was gone for like a week at a time. And I remember my granny would have to lock her door, and I would wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, pick the lock, and I would crawl to her purse so I could steal a check out of her pocketbook, you know, out of her pocketbook. And then I would steal her keys and go to the store and cash the check and hurry up and try to get back before I get caught.
Wow.
I had buddies that did
and
that.
I knew that there were going to be consequences. I knew I would get caught.
So with the check specifically, like, did she, like, look in there and say, wait a minute, because, you know, that's still when people, I guess people still balance checking and accounts. I'm thinking, like, on a ledger in the checkbook. But did she say, wait a minute, I'm missing the money? And then they looked at it and said, oh, it's him. They called it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my granny would, my grandma would keep it from my grandpa. She knew if he found out.
Oh, man.
Get mad.
See, that's the worst part is when one person knows and they can't tell the other person, and then it, oh, that sucks. But you know what?
Yeah.
You take the lesson. You've told a bunch of people now that may be those a-holes crawling around on granny's floor and that are doing that. And they'll say, you know what? Look at this guy. He can do it for 4 years. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in and for real, for sharing that. That's nice of you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good morning.
Thank you,
bud. It'd be a Navy SEAL the way you're crawling around on the floor like that.
Congratulations on the 4 years and, coming back from it.
Snuck in and got Bin Laden.
Yeah. On the buds.
He was an older guy.
And like a lot of people, man, when they fall down that low, they have a hard time getting back up because they can't get past the guilt of it to actually do better.
Yeah.
So once you've been there that low, it's hard to, there's a lot of guilt involved with coming back.
I have to agree with that.
Good for him, though.
Yeah. When he says full-blown heroin addict, you guys, it's a text. What does he mean by that? I think he's like all in.
Yeah.
He's all in on heroin. Everything.
That's just the point of life.
Yeah. Let's talk to Anonymous, who's having, this is the guy with this similar situation with his brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please leave your message.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, he just. Yeah, hold on. We'll throw you on hold real quick. No, hold on. Well, he must have been calling another thing on another line, and then when he heard it go off, he said, O.S., the word.
Oh, no.
And then, that's what happens. We had an interview like that one time. He dropped the phone and started cussing.
You react like, old people would if they heard it in person.
I just don't want to get fired or fined.
Yeah, both of those are bad.
Both of them are bad. They can start at $50,000, and I am $49,000 short on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anonymous, you there?
Yes, sir.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
You were double dipping. Who were you calling? Ellison.
I'm calling my wife. She's a big fan of the show.
Oh.
And, yeah. I left her in bed and she didn't answer her phone, so I was going to record it on her message.
Hey, that's
good thinking in it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. We could also, we have a podcast you could send her later as well.
Yeah, she does. She listens to it in the office here when she gets to work.
Oh, okay. But,
cool.
Okay, great.
I want to have a backup just in case. But anyway, my brother lives beside my mom in a mobile home. Been to prison twice. Got a drop cord run from the house, her house to his house. Been living like that for 5 years. I paid a water bill. I've been doing that for 10 years. My sister lives in the house, doesn't even contribute a dime. My brother took her car one time, blew the engine up into the car I bought her, kept it for a year and a half, and my mom said, he's hunting the job. Scrap that car. I bought her another car. My other sister took that car. Let's see. What else? Oh, Lord.
Can you turn the radio down just a hair for us?
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Well, he's like, I don't want to.
Well, we would have to disconnect the call.
Yeah. I had to keep my mom's medicine over at my house locked up in a safe.
Oh,
my
man.
Sister was stealing it. The check thing, they go to the back of the book, rip them out. That way, they don't notice it's missing for at least a month.
Remember that, fat boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's crazy things people do. Yeah. And that's three of them.
So why not invite mom and dad to come live with you? Well, that's not on you, though.
Yes, it is. I'm the only one there for her. And she won't come stay with me. I didn't try. I've tried.
Because
I don't want to leave my house.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Now I get it.
They run my water bill up $500.
Dude, they're growing weed. Right? $500 a month?
$500 a month. 2 months in a row.
How much you growing?
I don't know. Well, they had a leak, and they just figured that they wouldn't pay in the bill. Why tell me anything about it?
Maybe they're making moonshine. There's something.
$500 still running.
A month? That's just so much water.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I walked over behind the house, and the septic tank is just the whole backyard's flooded where the tanks done filled up with water, and the water ran out on the ground like a swimming pool.
Yeah,
nobody noticed that,
Oh, God. That happened to me one time when I lived in Easley. It started coming up through the
ground.
Shower. No, the shower I was in.
Oh, back up in the house.
Yeah.
What if you go live there for a little bit, kind of, lay the law down, and then maybe they'll leave?
But they would have backed up in the house, in my house anyway, at least I would know. I mean, we all live right close together, Get this phone shut up. There we go.
Shut up, he said, not the other word.
Shut up. I didn't say no bad word.
I know, that's fine.
You can fuss at me, everybody does, but.
Oh, come on now.
I own my own business.
That's my bit.
They take advantage. They'll spend, mama give them her money for the month. dog is gone, and then she has to call me because she needs money, you know what I mean?
Jesus, man.
And that's basically them using me through her, but what are you going to do?
You going to cut them off at some point?
You're going to fight the brothers, and then Paige is going to come take the sister out.
I can't cut the water off, and I can't have the power shut off or do anything because my mom's staying in the house. She won't make a move.
So she has to come to your house to get her medicine every day?
I take it to her.
God, what a great son you are. Nice. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're doing, I mean, you're doing way too good by all these people. Think? Your mom is weird. She deserves some goodness.
Yeah, but like.
Bought her a golf cart. They tore that up.
Man.
Yeah. Did you buy her a golf cart to go get her mail?
She likes to ride around the neighborhood.
Oh, but yeah, that's
it. But now she did use it to go get her mail up until she had the mailbox moved into the front yard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my daddy had. He had a golf cart to do that. Yeah.
The sister and the brother don't get along too good. The one in the house and the one in the trailer. You know, I said, well, my sister just stayed in the house with my mom, and they'll get into a fight. And somebody's going to jail. We usually video it. Next time I do it, I'll video it and send it to you.
Yeah, I want to see.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah. But you don't want that to happen. You want your
mom. I wish they'd get along, but they're not going to.
You're along.
I mean, I've tried to work my brother in my business. I don't know how many times he won't work.
Yeah.
Well, you can't control anybody else's emotions or their actions or anything. You can only do yours. And as long as you keep, like, trying hard to take care of your mama and daddy and everybody, then fine. It'll ultimately be okay for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll do that, but it just...
I'm going to give you my World's Best Son Award. I feel like you deserve it way more than I do.
Yeah,
so,
I think he does.
Thank you.
I'll take anything. What's the monetary value of that?
Well, it's $5.95 at Spencer's. Hold on. I'll get it to you.
You might whip his ass.
I know. The way he's outnumbered. He can't whip. It's three brothers and a girl against him?
Yeah.
That's tough.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
I'm trying to soften this up before it gets weird.
Yeah, and
it's
going to
get weird. It's going
to
get weird. All right. Fat Boy's phone's good?
Yeah.
All right. I've already said his name, too. He's fine with it. Rodney. Rodney.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Whoops, sorry.
No, he probably had us on mute and then realized that we were going to him and then hit the thing. All right. So this is your side of the story to tell when she starts asking you the questions. I would not, even for our sake, even if you're comfortable with it, don't say the name of the person that this happened with, nor maybe if it was at a business parking lot or something like that. Don't say anything like that. But if there's things that she asks you, you do not want to say, then that's where you got to kind of let the cat out of the bag, per se, and say, well, I don't want to say that right now because we're live on the radio. Or, you know what I'm saying? We'll know the right point. But it's you go as far with it as you want, okay? And if she cusses, we'll also have to dump out or throw you on hold or whatever. What is it called, Fat Boy? What is that?
Put them on hold.
Okay. Well, that's not really what it is. But sure.
Mute?
Mute, whatever.
Mute, dump, hold.
I don't know what button it is over there.
Oh, the dump button?
Yeah. Okay. Delay. All right. I have to ask this on behalf of Odyssey. Are you sure that you want to do this? You gave us her phone number, and this is not for any kind of compensation or any kind of promotional goods, right?
No.
Okay.
And I do really want to do this. I've been thinking about it for quite a while.
Oh,
so.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Fat Boy's going to dial her number. When she answers, just talk to her. Don't. You know, let the cat out of the bag yet that you're on the radio. And then when it gets to the point, like we said, go with it, pull back, whatever you decide, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. I bet that was a shot of gin or whiskey or something he just took. You hear that? Boop.
Yeah, it sounded kind
of
like
that. Wasn't a gulp of coffee. Coffee, you don't want coffee going in that strong. Not unless it's a iced vanilla latte. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Good luck, sir.
How are you?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Early.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I'm sorry.
What's up?
Yeah, so, you know, I just had something. I had to run past you, and I couldn't text it, so here I am on the phone.
Okay.
Look. I really, really, really enjoy our time together. I know it's only been a couple of months or whatever, but It's been really great for me.
Okay. Is this a breakup call? Because it's way too early to break up with someone, and I don't really see the reason why you'd want to do so.
No. It's not a breakup. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not breaking up. If anybody is, it actually might be you, but not me.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I got something I have to tell you, and I don't really rightly know how you're going to take it.
As much as we've been together, I can't believe there's something you need to tell me that I don't already know.
I know. We've talked, and we've been together a lot. And I've been kind of guarding this, watching my every word, making sure I didn't let it slip out, but... I want to give this a chance, and I need you to know it. I need you to know it by now, so.
You got a kid, don't you? That's right?
No. No kid.
Okay. That wouldn't necessarily be a deal breaker, but it would be a huge stuff.
Well, no, it's not. But I wish it were, honestly. I wish it would be easier to tell you.
Well, at this point, you might as well just tell me, because I'm getting a little nervous here.
Okay, well, I'm getting up the nerve, so hold on. Basically, oh boy, I have a record.
What do you mean?
I don't know why this is so daggone hard for me to say. I practice it, and now I get it. I can't get it out with no problems and that. But now in the situation, I'm struggling just a bit.
This really must be something serious. I'm a little surprised right now.
It was serious, but not anymore. But it is a part of me. So when I say I have a record, I mean I've done time before. I've been to prison.
What?
Yeah, I did 5 years when I was younger. And that's been almost a decade ago, and it feels like longer than that. And I'm not even the same person. And I just, you know, I've really enjoyed our time together and all that. And I've all of a sudden, I'm coming out with this. And,
My God. I don't even know what to think right now. I'm legit shocked.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm calling.
Anyone would be. Carla, good morning. Do you hear my voice right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You never know with these phones. I'm Matt Mann. We have 9 Fat Boy Page, the Rise Guys Morning Show. We're in Greenville, South Carolina on 93.3 The Planet and worldwide on the Odyssey app. This whole phone call has been on the radio, and it's not a joke, even though some are laughing in the background. They're just laughing at the way I say the company's name.
Fat Boy.
He's serious, and I bet you got a whole lot of questions, I would imagine.
Yeah, I do.
Are you cool with being on the radio? Why did I ask you that? Yes. Okay.
Well, good. That's why you asked.
Okay. I about lost it when you said... You were glad he didn't have kids. That was such a that showed a lot. Now
honesty.
Yeah, he's serious and he's been very anxious to tell you about this, but didn't know how to do it and did it on our show to kind of, you know, like I said earlier, you didn't hear this obviously, but just kind of schedule it and make sure it happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I appreciate him telling me and coming forward with it. It's not a deal breaker because I never would have known unless he told me. I can't have anyone in my family find out about this.
I'm not going to say anything. You're worried about what people in your family might say about it, but how would they know B and, or that would be A, and then B though, B would be, you don't even know what it is. And I'm not leading you to ask him or anything like that, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I tell you whatever you want to know now because it's done left the cat out of the bag, but.
So you went to prison?
I did. I was a younger man. I had a hot temper. And I don't think it's anything that's a secret anymore, but. I was in a construction crew, and it just so happens that, you know, as a construction crew has all the tools in the back, and I just happened to have a guy on the crew that liked to pick and pick and pick and nag and nag and nag. You never do anything right as a kid, you know, and we got into a tussle, and I grabbed the shovel that I was holding on to, and I whacked him upside the head. And
this
that,
is a shovel.
It's not
this
a joke.
This is shocking. I've
joke.
Never...
Yeah,
I've never seen this in you.
I've never even seen that in wrestling. I don't think
the shovel. Well, I'm talking about Norton and Cruiser chased me out of a warehouse building with a shovel.
That's because what you did in the bathroom. Now back to this.
Big money.
Okay, go ahead. You hit him at you.
So
you
I did. Him? I yeah. did. I smoked a lot of weed. And I did a lot of other drugs and stuff like that back when I was younger. So I was running with the bad crowd, and
you know, running with the devil.
I guess it wouldn't have been so bad if I just hit him once with the shovel.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
But I actually hit him 5 times.
You ain't making this good, man.
Jesus. Yeah, so that's why I got it. You know, the judge was pretty lenient with me, you know, and he understood the first time, but, you know, while the guy was laying there, I hit him a couple more times, and I guess that's what did it, so... I'm not even the same person anymore. Yeah, I'm just.
How messed up was this guy? Was he like real messed up, or is he all right? Is he all right now?
Oh, he's okay now. I mean, he can remember his name and all that.
He doesn't have to eat with a straw or anything?
No. He's fine. It's just, I think, as the judge quoted back then, I'm going to make an example of you, sir.
You know, I was thinking if you just bonked him on the head one time, I thought 5 years was too strong. But now after this, he gave you 1 year for every bonk.
Yeah, 1 year for every whack. Lizzie Borden would have got a ton of years.
She would have been in there for like 81 years, yeah. 40 and 41 is 81, right.
Yeah, one was considered self-defense, but the four more were just little, you know, while the guy was down. So that's kind of what happened.
God.
I don't even have to say anything.
You're angry. Okay. You know how it goes. You're angry, and then you do when you just explode. And I don't know. That was a long time ago. It was a different person. So, but I wanted you to know because you know I really think our relationship is going pretty far, and you know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay. Y'all want to just talk off there and get this because
might be for the best.
Might be for the best. Let's do that. Here's what we're going to do. I haven't said your name yet, I don't think, and that's probably the best. We'll let you go, and then he will perhaps call you. Is it okay if he calls you?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thanks, all right, guys.
Thanks. Man. Oh, man.
It's like he just kept letting more cats out of more bags. But you
how
know,
many
I mean,
cats were in there? Five.
A bunch. But yeah, it was... You know,
but you're honest. Right. Yeah, I mean, you were very, at first, I was like, he's not going to say it. And then you were just, boy.
Once he said a little bit, it just opened like a floodgate of honesty. It was great.
But that's good, because she was going to ask all those questions, and then you answered them, and you have to own your past mistakes.
Well, it's out there now, so.
Big time. Oh, yes. Okay. Holler
at her.
Better. She said it's okay if you call her, so let's see if she feels okay?
All right, bud. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a list of names.
Did you know it was that strong, fat boy?
I knew what the charge was and why you went down the road, but I didn't know like the details of
crap.
What exactly happened.
Yeah. Man.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was that was even more awkward than I even imagined.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. The
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.